This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the things Dr. Yellen and the gang are going to be looking at as they debate interest rate increases is wages. And along those lines, there is news today of pay on the low end. The parent company of TJ Maxx and Marshalls said it is going to boost its minimum pay to $9 an hour in June, then $10 an hour for most workers sometime next year. This comes, of course, on the heels of a similar announcement from Walmart last week. So, signs of market forces at work in the tightening labor market, or just happenstance? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that story.
Orthodox economic theory says we absolutely should be seeing wages go up as jobs become more plentiful, unemployment falls, and employers have to compete harder to find and keep workers. Linda Barrington at Cornell's Institute for Compensation Studies says that's definitely part of what's happening with TJ Maxx, Walmart, and the like.
I think that the tightening labor market combined with public pressure, combined with the bandwagon effect, is driving what we're seeing.
Barrington says if we were seeing a really strong tightening of the labor market now, wages would be rising all the way up the pay scale. Instead, wages, broadly speaking, are stagnant. Arun Ivatori at the National Employment Law Project thinks pressure by labor and consumer advocates is mostly what's driving higher pay. But he says,
part of your business strategy is to have, you know, people who work for you, who consumers like to interact with and who represent your business well, you're going to have to pay a little better.
And will paying a little better entice retail and service workers to jump ship to better-paying companies?
Well, I won't jump on the bandwagon at TJ Maxx just because they make more.
Right now, Roderick Livingston is making Florida's minimum wage, $8.05, at a Taco Bell in St. Petersburg.
Where I'm at now, I do like my job as far as my manager and everything. I don't feel like the grass will be greener on the other side.
Livingston just wants the grass to be greener at Taco Bell. Right now, he's active in the labor organization pushing for a $15 an hour minimum wage for fast food workers nationwide. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.